The Sleep Cycle. 1. Crossing Over. So I'm waiting at the border to cross over into sleep. There's an inspection. Heart rate, check. Breathing, check. No fidgeting. Don't stare, don't look away. Your time will come. Don't pretend you're ready. I know it's hard. They're looking at my baggage. Maybe not. They are. I know the things I left behind and what I packed, I think. I think again. There's no one else in line. I'm on my own. I have my forms, my declaration signed. Come on. Why are you letting everyone else go through when I am so deserving? Okay. I know. Perhaps I'm not. But really, I was here just yesterday and they let me go right in. Nothing's changed, I swear. I want to swear, I really do. But who would I be swearing at and why? I can't look at the clock again, not yet. I squeeze my eyes to see if they are closed. They are, but why is everything so bright and why so loud? I'd rather not replay the whole day over. Can't we skip ahead? Okay, yes, that. And that. I think that's all. Yes, I'll amend my form. And yes, I have that in my baggage too. Yes, I can toss or pay the penalty for keeping it. I want to carry it along. I had it with me yesterday and no one mentioned it. What do you mean? Okay, just watch me. I am letting go. I really am. I'll just take the memory with me. No one has to know about it. Yes, just a visit. I don't want to stay. 2. How deep? How dark? Everything drops away as sleep begins. For all the unpredictability and fuss of getting here, of coming in, no matter how much drama and delay, now everything is shuttered up at once. The town is stunned. And all of us succumb. My family of senses lying still is resting from its labors. I can't hear the shuffling of memories creeping out to exercise themselves, perhaps catch up with others they have known, to reconnect, however briefly, and to test the past. Sometimes they make new friends while doing this. It can't be helped. As if my memories leaked and put an invite on the internet. The door's ajar, and any crazy thing can wander in. With no police to call, I may be hosting mayhem in my REM. The memories usually bring their bags of smells that mean so much to them, but they are faint and rather worn from much remembering. They need fresh air and moisture to come back, and typically there's nothing like that here under the covers, though they always hope. My tongue is loosely harbored in its cove, nudging against the pilings, drying out between the wash of intermittent waves. Tomorrow it will take me out again to taste and tingle, whistle, tisk, and talk, but now it lies and lazes in the dark. My shoulder to the pillow feels the weight of everything that's waiting in my head. The feathers pushing back will take me down so gently, bear me up with buoyancy, absorb and wick whatever tears I shed, and carry me in flight when I drop off. There may be rest or hazard coming on. My wife has shaken me to interrupt an epic struggle with a wolf-like bear. I've walked away from crashes, vicious brawls, sometimes pursuing and sometimes pursued, tangled in mystery, or an urgency. And yet for me, for now, sleep is still sleep, and not a nightly sentence gaveled down to drag me in a jumpsuit made of sheets along an endless corridor of fear, until my sweats are shivers, or until I'm freed to rehabilitating day. However deep I go, I'm coming up when I can roll and kick the covers off to pull the top sheet for my cape, to glide above the shadows, slinking back from dawn. So, like the moon that fades, in sunshine go the memories of the memories of my dreams. 3. Returning. Sometimes I'm ready to be here again, and sometimes not. There is an exit tax on leaving sleep. It can be rather steep, something like turning pockets inside out and leaving all my dreams there in a dish. If they've been x-rayed, I don't want them back. Why am I doing this on the way out? Isn't the danger mostly going in? And currency exchange, no posted rate. I just relinquish everything I have, and someone, they, decides what I get back. With luck, I'll have enough to catch the train and make my train of thought, with no delay. I should be rested, not arrested, now that I've had a moment to declare the reason for my visit, what I bought, and what I understood while I was there. My stories won't be accurate, and all my snapshots will turn out to be a blur. I'll soon enough be planning to go back, but like last time, I missed their little sign. So happy you were here. Please come again.